We'll move right into the Nevada State University Foundation meeting. Carrie, will you please take roll?
Chair Brooks.
Here.
Vice Chair Arascotta.
Here.
Regent Boylan. Regent Brager. Regent Brager. Thank you. Regent Brown. Regent Brown. Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Cruz Crawford. Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Downs.
Here.
Regent Goodman. Regent McMichael. Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian. You have a quorum present.
Thank you. We'll now move into public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There is none in Reno.
Thank you. We do have public comment here at UNLV. Please go ahead.
Kent Irvin, ERVIN. Good morning. Ditto my previous general statements. From NSU's financial statement, I estimate that 32% of the FY 2023 expenditures were for administration and fundraising. That's the highest among the seven educational foundations. But, of course, Nevada State is the youngest institution. Over $1 million was transferred to NSU for program support, but I did not find an itemization in the annual report. Thank you.
Is there any public comment with CSS? SES?
There's none at this time.
Thank you. President Pollard, would you like to make some comments before we move into the annual report?
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chair. Darian Pollard, for the record, President of Nevada State University. I'm particularly pleased to ask to come to the microphone the chair of our foundation board, Ms. Sonia DeBonis. She'll be joined with Vice President Aaron Keller. This has been a banner year for the foundation because we've been unequivocal in our mission of supporting the new majority and recognizing that it is time for us as an institution to step into the spaces and places that are necessary for us to support that mission. I want to extend deep gratitude to the foundation board for their unwavering support and also to a phenomenal team of advancement staff that work diligently and very leanly to do the work that we do. And with that, I'll turn it over to Ms. DeBonis.
Thank you, President Pollard. We'll now move to agenda item number two, the annual report, and we'll hear from the chair of the foundation.
The Board of Regents, Interim Chancellor Charlton, and fellow guests. My name is Sonia DeBonis, and I am completing my first year as chair of the Nevada State University Foundation Board of Trustees. Next slide, please. As you can see from our annual report, the fiscal year 2023 was a great year. We raised nearly $8 million, which is a huge increase from fiscal year 2022. Next slide. This was our third best fundraising year in the history of the university. Is it this one?
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry. Part of the success of the year was receiving a $5 million anonymous gift. This gift provides $1 million to our nursing program and has allowed us to use $4 million to create a new program called First and Fierce. First and Fierce allows us to enhance the existing programming as well as create new programs for our first generation college students who may need additional support during their time in college. From scholarships to physical space to mentorship programs and more, the First and Fierce program will help us grow our progression and graduation rates. In addition, we created seven new endowments in the past fiscal year. This was a focused effort from the development team, and I want to thank them for their hard work. We are proud that we have received our first endowment from an alum, William Sims, a 2017 graduate. He wanted to leave a permanent legacy for, in his words, the place where he received a first-class education. As you all know, we celebrated our 20th anniversary last fiscal year, and on behalf of the Foundation Board, we're grateful for your support at our Roaring Twenties event, which also launched our new Community Awards program. At the event, we announced a new giving program called the Gibson Society, named after Jim Gibson, who played a key role in the creation of the Nevada State University Foundation in 2000. These donors have given over $750,000. These donors have made an incredible impact on our institution, and we're grateful for their enthusiastic support. The future is bright for fiscal year 24 and beyond. The board will be focusing on growing our board membership, exploring the feasibility of a comprehensive campaign, and working with a team to begin fundraising for athletics for Nevada State. We're excited that a new staff member joined the team this week, and the momentum of the university continues to build. Thank you for your time this morning, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Chair. We appreciate that. Are there any questions from Regents? Regent Brown.
Thank you. Regent Brown, for the record. I have a similar question that I asked our colleagues over at TMCC. 562% increase is a hard number for me to just put on a spreadsheet. So if I was to take away the $5 million anonymous gift and we're left with just shy of $3 million, what is that endowment percentage difference? Not that I'm discrediting the $5 million. That's huge. It's amazing. It's awesome. I'm just trying to understand the actual endowment investment. What's the ROI year after?
Yeah. Good morning, for the record. Erin Keller, Vice President of Advancement. Thank you for the question. The 562% increase is not just endowment. That is just the total annual gift, and that's based on what we got last year to this year. Mm-hmm. So not all of that is endowment. If you take it out, we were still up a significant amount, almost double than what we did last year, if you take the $5 million out. So the momentum's going in the right direction. To your question about endowment percentage, we created a spending policy in 2020 that allows us to do a 12-quarter rolling average. The number that we used for this year to calculate our endowment out was 5%.
Thank you. I will update my spreadsheet.
Are there any other questions? Thank you very much, Sharon. Thank you for presenting. We appreciate it. I'll ask for a motion now to approve the annual report for Nevada State University.
Motion to approve report.
That was almost simultaneous. Who made the first motion? Motion to approve was by who? Regent Carvalho, and seconded by? Regent Brown, is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, those in favor of approving the annual report from the Nevada State University Foundation, please signify by saying aye or yay.
Aye.
Aye.
Those who oppose say no or nay. I vote yes as well on that. The annual report has been approved. We'll move on to agenda item number three, the officers. Are there any questions regarding the officers? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item number four, consent items. Are there any consent items that Regents feel need to be pulled? If not, I'll look for a motion to approve consent items 4A through 4C.
So moved. Regent Perkins.
Second. Carvalho.
So the approval consent items, motion by Regent Perkins, seconded by Regent Carvalho. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye or yay.
Aye. Aye.
Those who oppose, please say no or nay. I vote yes on that as well. Consent items are approved. Agenda item number five, new business. Is there any new business? Seeing no new business, we'll move into agenda item number six, public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There is none in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comments here at UNOV. SCS, is there any public comment?
There's no online callers at this time.
Thank you. The Nevada State University Foundation meeting is now adjourned.